You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the equine network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, I am Glenn the Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's Friday, May 31st, episode 3444, brought to you today by our friends at Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse people.
It's Friday, and another weekend of riding is a few short hours away. Jamie and Glenn are here to help you make it through the day with some fun guests and some really bad ads. Enjoy the show.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. Today, we are going to meet Haley Kerstetter, who hosts the new HRN podcast called the Stable Management Podcast. And then our friend Katie Gilmore is going to stop by from the UK with her UK report. And her UK report, get this, includes the King, menopause, and the rider's mind. There's a lot going on there. And we have some really bad ads, too. So we have all of that coming up today. Hey, you remember you did the weird news story on, was a while back, maybe a month ago, on the pregnant stingray?
That was a couple months ago. Yeah, it was a stingray that was in a shark tank. And all of a sudden, the stingray was pregnant. And there's no male stingrays there.
There's no boys, apparently.
It was like some immaculate conception. Right. Is there something that happened?
Yes.
Auditor, mutant babies?
Auditor Gwen posted, and this was the Aquarium and Shark Lab in North Carolina. She said, sad, weird news update. The miracle pregnant stingray in my town never gave birth. They thought she was pregnant either by a shark or magic or something. But she was supposed to give birth months ago. So they did a follow-up exam, and it turns out she has some disorder that made her look pregnant, but she isn't. So no weird mutant stingrays to look forward to. And the best comment ever was from Kaylin, who said, immaculate misconception.
Yes. Well, I mean, I think it's probably good that there's not stingray mutant shark babies in the world. It's probably for the positive side.
Yeah, I think that we can do without those with everything else going on. AI's taking over the world. We don't need the mutant stingrays taking over the world. But anyway, there's the update.
How do you ultrasound a stingray?
I guess carefully. The same way. Exactly. All right, let's do some daily whinnies. I have one auditor birthday today, and that is Lulu Clark. Happy birthday to Lulu. We hope you have a fantastic birthday weekend.
Play it again.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
Well, if today's the day for Lulu, she has got a great birthday because 11 years ago today, 11 years for those of you who were listening back then, I had a baby. Happy birthday, Lucas.
Hey, happy birthday, Lucas. Can't believe it's been 11 years.
It's also my dad's birthday, which is amazing because I told my dad once Lucas was born, only grandchild born on his birthday, I was like, I'm never getting you anything again. That is
and you
it.
Didn't. You didn't have
welcome.
Another one either.
Well, I'm never giving him a birthday present again. Like, I gave you the best one. Like, we're done.
And he loves that boy, too.
Yes, he does. So, happy birthday, Lucas. We had a big party on.
Oh, yes. I've got to hear about the party. This was on your anniversary also.
Yes.
And you had, like, eight little boys over?
We had four little boys in Brooklyn who lives here. And so four boys and a girl, and then Lucas, so five boys. And they had a great time. We did like a rocket launch in the pasture. We had a bonfire with s'mores. It was
okay,
just like
stop a second. I saw pictures of the bonfire. And usually in bonfires, there's wood and, you know, branches and
nothing abnormal.
Yeah,
with mine.
Yeah, yeah, usually. Now in Oklahoma, you do it differently, apparently.
So that's not an Oklahoma thing. It's actually a fighter pilot and an Air Force thing. So.
What?
Yes, it is a big deal to have what you call a piano burning. And
what?
So, yeah, so I've been to piano burnings at Luke Air Force.
This is like a literal piano, a big piano. Yeah.
And they set it out on like the tarmac and you burn the piano. That's like what you do.
Do we
and
know why to... we burn the piano?
So, well, like the I was looking at the history because I knew you'd ask because all it is in my,
like everybody's asking, not just me.
Yeah, it's like a reason for fighter pilots to get drunk and party. It's like kind of what I thought, but turns out it's like a memorial to fallen soldiers. Or some people said it was because they used to make pilots take piano lessons to improve their dexterity, and they said they just burned them. Like, I don't know, there's all sorts of things, but it was just a traditional thing. You know, if you found a free piano, you burned it. So we had a former renter in the house on our property, and she didn't pay rent for many, many months. And when we finally were able to get her out, she left like 1,000 pounds of garbage and like dog was like, just completely trashed the house and left this piano. And I have tried, Glenn. I posted it on Craigslist for free. It didn't
Nobody
really
wants a
work.
Piano.
It was a piece of garbage. Nobody wanted like 9 million pounds. So it's been sitting wrapped up in a tarp, like underneath, like where I keep my hay. And finally, let's do it. Let's have a piano burning. So Chad picked it up with the tractor, took it out to the burn pile. And the whole thing is you're supposed to play it until it engulfs in flames. We let the children get close, but that we were like, okay, that's enough. you're all missing eyebrows now. So
did it
really
burn well?
Oh man, once it went up, it went up. I posted a picture of the flames like coming out of the top because we ended up having to push it closer to the fire to like really get it going. It was great. It's fun. They had a great time. And the problem is after that yesterday, Chad left on a trip. Ginger, who lives in the house below, left on vacation, and Farm Boy's not here. So if you're counting, that's three. And I call them husband one, husband two, and husband three.
Ginger
so we've
probably
got,
appreciates that a lot.
She loves it. She's husband two. Farm Boy's husband three. And all three of my husbands are gone. And remember those baby chicks I talked about? Mm. Well, one died in the brooder. And I'm like, I don't have any husbands to get the dead baby chicken. Like, that's what you're for. I had to, like, man up and do things. I can't do this by myself. I need at least another couple husbands. So if anybody out there is looking for a gig, I need more husbands.
Does it
they
pay
all
well?
Three left me at the same time. No, it doesn't. It pays nothing. But you get to do various chores, such as collecting dead baby chickens or, like, whatever. I don't know, like, unloading feed. It's so heavy.
I'm sure they're going to be lining up. If you're... Well, maybe we shouldn't give your email address for that one, actually.
Yeah, that's good. I'm fine. It's just like the perfect, the Bermuda Triangle. All three are gone at the same time and something died and I had to take care of it myself. I don't like doing that.
At least you have to dig a big hole for a baby chick.
No, I didn't dig a hole at all, to be fair.
Manure piles are good for those, too.
Yeah, well, we're not going to talk about it. Let's move on.
It's what we used to do in the winter when a cat or a chicken would die. They would go
just
in the manure
in
pile.
Manure pile.
By spring, they were completely gone.
See, but if I put dead animals in the manure pile, the dead animal will reappear in my yard because my dogs will go get it.
Oh, that's true. So, by the way, if there's any hate mail about what I just said, Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com, it was her idea. So, it's the middle of winter. We couldn't dig a hole. Yeah. Hey, it worked. It was compost. It worked. It was.
You should have cremated them and waited till the spring, obviously.
So you got to, I have seen some pictures of some new horses that you got in. It seems you really like one of them.
Yeah, I do. You know, there's a couple of them that are really nice. I got two from Horse and Hound. One is named Legionary. And this is the first time this has happened, actually, in like 170 horses. His old owners who donated him to the rescue, because a lot of people, they have these sound horses and they're done racing. And so they send them to the rescue knowing that they're going to be properly trained and get a good home. We've got a good thing going. And they sent their horse to the rescue. Well, I got an email about Legionary messages on Facebook, and it was like 9,000 pictures of a horse and like video links. They contacted me and sent me all of his video links of his races. So I got to watch all his races, sent me all these pictures of him like throughout his life, told me all about his life and everything before he went to the rescue, which I thought was super cool. Like, that's a connection that still really, really cares about their horse. I just thought it was really special. And then the other horse is Adair County, which is one that I really like, and somebody, he's adoption pending, so we'll see what happens there, but I'm going to keep training him until he's adopted. I have a question for those of you that own your own horses. Something happened to me, and this is not the first time that it happened, but it was like a big smack in the face. So I was working Legionary, and again, I'm by myself. All my husbands are gone, which just, you know, makes things harder. So I'm by myself. And
by the way,
every
time you say you're by yourself working a horse, it makes me cringe. You realize that, right?
Yeah, I know. And so, but I've ridden him several times, so it shouldn't be a problem. So I took him out yesterday morning, super early, and I started longlining him because these guys, they don't know how to go, stop, turn, back up. So I teach them all of that before I get on him. And so we were working on longlining. And he was just a hypersensitive, kind of not spooky, but like really snorty kind of mess. And he just was really, really difficult, like looking at everything, like just kind of seemed on edge and not like him at all. So I'm like, I'm not going to ride you. We'll long line in the arena. I go to the long line in the arena and I've done it 10 times with him. And he just was a complete mess. And I was like, that's it. Like, I was like, I'm not teaching you anything, because his adrenaline level was so high, just really high adrenaline level. And I was like, I'm not going to win this one. So I took him back in, got him back in the round pen, untacked him, walked in the barn, and Glenn, the skies opened up like a massive storm.
Oh, he knew the storm was coming.
One other horse I had was like that. Donnelly, who was here before, we always knew when a storm was coming. It's like, why do I have to be so stupid? Like, why can't I remember? Oh, he's probably sensing something in nature that I don't sense, but you have to,
I can't be
the only one, but it was coming this way. And I thought, we've got plenty of time. There's no, it wasn't going to be big. It was just going to be some rain. We're talking lightning and wind and hail and like everything. And it happened right as soon as I finished with him. And you think you know everything. I'm so good with horses. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm such an idiot. Like, the poor horse was trying to tell me, like, he was electrified at that point, you know, and I just wouldn't listen. But does anybody else have any other horses that are like that, like get really snorty and when weather's coming? So far it's been a chestnut thoroughbred thing, but they can't be the only ones.
You wonder if it's a pressure drop or they hear it in the distance. Yeah, and we all know dogs that do that, right? But you're right. I don't know too many horses.
Yeah, it was interesting. I just was like, oh my God, he totally knew that was going to happen. I didn't know it was going to happen. I was drenched. I'd already put him in. I was going to take the next horse out.
Was this
like
yesterday, by the way?
Yes.
Well, Colorado got hit hard. Christy, who does the raining show, Christy Landwehr, we all know, her house, the front of her house, they got hail so big, the front of her house is pockmarked, the whole front of the house.
I saw that on the news. Ugh. It was like volleyballs.
Her cars were parked under the trees, and I said, are your cars okay? And she said, well, the trees might have saved them. We don't know. The cars, there were leaves covering the entire cars. They couldn't even see the cars. And she said, but the front of her house looks like somebody just threw rocks at it for hours.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was crazy. So that's the one that rolled towards us. And we got one in the morning, and there was another one coming in the afternoon. That one actually dropped down to Dallas, where my husband is supposed to take off. And so he texts me last night. He's like, still in Dallas, like 8 hours
sitting
later.
Sitting on the runway.
Yeah, no, they didn't even let him in the plane. Oh. And so if you were flying somewhere yesterday, I do apologize. It was storms everywhere, and nobody got to go anywhere. Just insane.
Speaking of planes on the runway, I thought it was fake. The video of the plane sitting in Dallas from that mm-hmm. nasty wind they had that just rolled away from the gate.
Yeah. And
who knew that happens?
I asked Chad, I was like, this can't be real. This is fake, right? He was like, no. He goes, I was landing one time and taxiing back to the gate, and it happened to the plane he was driving.
But it just went sideways?
Yeah, it just goes sideways because that tail fin that stands up, the wind catches it and just pushes it. Like, oh!
Well, let's get to our first guest. Haley's going to join us. She's host of the Stable Management Podcast, a brand new one here on the Horse Radio Network. And she works with Equine Network over at thehorse.com, and which we love. We talk a lot about the horse, and a lot of their guests or a lot of their authors are on our show. So we're going to get to her right after this word from Kentucky Performance Products.
Frequently Asked Questions, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Question. My friend was telling me that supplementing with omega-3 fatty acids decreased the level of inflammation in horses with arthritis. Is this true? Answer. Yes. There have been several peer-reviewed studies that have shown that supplementation with the omega-3 fatty acids known as EPA and DHA will help support healthy levels of inflammation in the joints. The best source of EPA and DHA is fish oil. We often recommend adding a high-quality omega-3 fatty acid supplement, such as Kentucky Performance Products, contribute to the diet of horses who struggle with joint pain and stiffness. A KPP customer named Sarah recently posted a review sharing her experience with Contribute. She wrote, "I recently swapped my Western dressage and cow horses over to the Joint Armor and Contribute. Astonishing results! My horses are moving beautifully with more impulsion and suspension in their gaits." You can learn more about Contribute and omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA at kppusa.com. Got questions about your feeding program? We can help. Email Karen at questions@kppusa.com or call us at 859-873-2974.
Well, Haley, thanks for stopping by this morning.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited.
Well, before we get to, I want to learn a little bit about you and the show and all of that, but you also work with thehorse.com, and I have to congratulate you because thehorse.com won a lot of awards at the AHP conference here a week or two ago. You guys did very well. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it was really exciting for us.
I was sitting there during the award ceremony going, thehorse.com. Good. Yay. We were so excited for you guys. And of course, you know, we've been working with the horse for the entire length of the show, 14 years. So we're very happy to see you guys get the accolades you deserve over there.
Yeah, it was very exciting.
Well, now you have Jamie Train's off the track thoroughbreds for rehoming, and you have one, right?
I do. Yes. My thoroughbred, his name is GT. He's 8 years old this year, but I actually met him when he was 3. I was working for the woman who bought him right off the track, and I did his first couple of rides on him, and he was so sane, and she retrained him as a dressage horse, and then when she was ready to sell him, she very kindly offered him to me and said, "I think he wants to be a jumper, not a dressage horse." And I was so excited because I remembered how perfect he was as a little 3-year-old, and he's still such a sweetheart. So he's loving jumping, and he's so kind. Even my mom, who's like an advanced beginner rider, rides him. I'm very lucky. I have the best of both worlds, the talented jumper and the sweet little cuddle bug.
So you are showing him?
I do. Yeah, he actually went to his very first jumper show a couple of weeks ago, I guess about a month ago at this point. He loves to jump. He's very excited. I'm not a speedster like him, so he's teaching me.
So you're trying to keep up?
Yeah.
Stay in the saddle?
Keep up. Yeah. He's like, "Just hold on, Mom. I got this."
Yeah, that's exciting and terrifying both at the same time.
Yeah.
And you have a couple of minis, too.
I do. Yes, I got them. Oh, gosh. I've had them, I think, for 10 years. It'll be this fall. And I pulled them out of an auction. It's actually a mom and her son. So I got the foal. He was 2 weeks old when we pulled him out. And he was just the sweetest tiny little thing. We literally carried him onto the trailer. He was so small, like the size of a dog. And he's 10 this year and his mom's 15. They spent a few years with a therapeutic facility while I was away. And now that I am back in the area. They live with me again. They get to be my pasture pets for life. They're too cute. They're a perfect little pasture ornament.
So are they good? Good. They must have been if they were working with therapy. But, you know, we always joke about the terror minis. So they're not terror minis?
They are not. I got very lucky. They're the complete opposite, I think, of the stereotypical minis. The younger one, his name is Jack, he is kind of like a dog, I think, because he grew up with me. Like, if he's laying down in the field, he'll roll on his side if he sees me, so I'll scratch his belly.
No.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. I love the fact that you got the two happy minis. I love that, because we hear about so many of the terror ones. So
I know. There's so many of those that are a little cheeky.
Well, now you also have done, your show's about stable management. We're going to talk about that. But you've managed some barns along the way, too, right?
I have. Yeah, I've been lucky. I've managed a couple show barns. All of them weren't too crazy. I know there's some with 100 plus horses that luckily wasn't my situation. I had 20 to 30 at most times, but a mix of hunters and jumpers for the most part. And I've been able to work with some really cool people and travel around the country to some awesome shows. So it's definitely helped me kind of bridge the gap between the real world aspect and the education aspect that I'm doing with the podcast.
What was the biggest challenge that you'd say? What was the thing that challenged you the most running barns?
Oh, gosh, probably organizing people and horses. I think we all know horse people are not always the most organized individuals. So
no.
Having to be the person to rein everybody in and say, okay, you go here at this time and make it all happen. It felt a little chaotic at times, but I got some compliments that it didn't look chaotic. So that was always nice to hear. And everyone made it where they needed to be at the right time somehow.
You don't live near Norman, Oklahoma, do you? Because Jamie could use your help. So talk about the new show that you're doing.
So the show is, I really like that I get to talk to people from all aspects of the industry. So thus far, I've spoken to extension specialists with various universities. I have grooms and barn managers. I have an expert in green horse keeping who was on a recent episode. So I get to talk to people from all over the world, various specialties. I think it's really interesting because I have the English background to talk to people who have more of a Western background. I mean, I learn something new pretty much every time we talk. And actually, I guess this is a bit of a spoiler, but tomorrow's episode is with an equine sports performance specialist, which was completely new to me. So I like that I get to learn a little bit while I'm trying to bring education to other people, which I like a lot. And hopefully people are able to take some of these quick tips and implement them into their daily barn management to make their lives a little bit easier, because we all know how challenging it can be to manage horses and people, especially the people, to be honest.
You know, and time is our biggest enemy. It always has been, right? Everybody, you know, probably even more than money in some cases, time, because you only have so much time. A lot of people working full time, come home and take care of the barn, never get time to ride. So anything you can do to use your time more efficiently at the barn is welcome.
Oh, yeah. And I think something that I've learned from a few of the people I've spoken with is that maybe we overcomplicate things a little bit more than necessary. I think that might be another common horse person thing. So some of them have reminded me, you know, you can simplify things and you'll get the same results, but you don't need to take the long way all the time.
You can suggest and give tips on that. As a horse husband, when I say something about, did we really need to do that today? It would have saved us a lot of time. We haven't. I get in trouble every time. So we can't do that.
I'm mad right now just listening to you say that.
Even if it was a good idea, don't say it as a horse.
Don't say it.
Yeah. No. You've learned.
No, but I can send them to your show and have them listen to that. And then it's not my idea.
Exactly. Yeah. It just can't be your idea. It's got to come from someone else.
That's right. So you're doing it how often?
It's a bi-monthly show, and we have it comes out on the 1st and the 15th of each month.
Okay, good. Well, people can find it, obviously, on any podcast player. It's called the Stable Management Podcast. They can also find it. Is it at thehorse.com? Where can they find it? On your website, the Stable Management website?
Yeah, it's on stablemanagement.com.
All right, stablemanagement.com. Well, Haley, congratulations on hosting this, and we look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Cut there.
No one knows your horse's thoughts, emotions, and moods as well as you. Just as in touch as you are with their personality, Sentinel's expert nutritionists are in tune with their dietary needs. With feeds in the form of extruded nuggets to provide exceptional nutrition and formulas made for every life stage and activity level, Sentinel's wide choice of carefully crafted feeds makes it easy to find the perfect fit to better your horse's health. Learn more at feedsentinel.com/Horse Radio Network. That's feedsentinel.com/Horse Radio Network. I would like to welcome our next guest to the show, Katie Gilmore. We are calling her our UK correspondent, and she is also the host of Pulse, Piaf, and Prosecco. Hello, Katie. Thanks for joining us.
No problem at all. How are you?
Fantastic. How's everything? How's the weather over there?
How's what, sorry?
I said, how's the weather over there?
Oh, unbelievably changeable. We've had storms today, so I've had no power for hours, which means no Wi-Fi, which is a terrible state of affairs.
You can't live without the Wi-Fi. Oh, my gosh.
No, definitely not.
Well, tell us, give us some news on your podcast.
We do, yes. We are going weekly from September for Series 2. Which is due to demand from our listeners. We have just interviewed a lady called Ruth Chappell, who started a website over here called Dressage Anywhere. And what it does is it allows you to compete at dressage wherever you are from home. So you upload the video. It's judged by British Dressage List 1 and 2 judges. And it's been massively successful with the Riding for the Disabled Association, where, you know, perhaps getting your horse out is a little bit harder. So we had a chat with her about the business, and we have new socials. We now have our own Facebook and Instagram pages as well. So all quite exciting, all moving in the right direction.
And Facebook, Pulse, Piaf, and Prosecco podcast, and same thing on Instagram as well.
On Instagram, it's Pulse, Piaf, and Prosecco _ podcast. But yes, we're also chatting to a pop star on Monday night who is extremely interested in horses. And in fact, she supported Russell Crowe, who played Gladiator on tour, and went out to his ranch and rode all his horses. So we will be finding out all about that as well.
Can you tell us who the pop star is?
Yeah, it's a girl called Janet Devlin. She took part in X Factor, which was a Simon Cowell program that we had over here some years ago. She's kind of gone into country singing, actually, and very much enjoying it. But she loves riding and is very passionate about horses. And she's also the ambassador for a charity that uses horses to help people with mental health problems. So we're going to be talking to her about that. We're going to be talking to her about Russell Crowe, and all about her own life with horses too, as well as a little bit about her music.
Now, where does, side note, does he live in Australia? Does he live in Europe? Where is he at?
I actually don't know. So we will find out on Monday from Janet where she went. But I know he has a ranch somewhere, and he's quite a horseman himself. I think he breeds horses.
Oh, really?
So she certainly went out and rode his horses.
Oh, that's cool. Glenn, write that down for another Celebs and Horses episode. That sounds fun.
Got it. I'm sure we can get him.
Well, the other person that we need to get on, obviously, because he just became a patron of the British Horse Society, is King Charles. So write that down, too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I just wrote it down. King Charles, call him tomorrow.
Yeah, get him on the line. So tell us
about
that. I think
it's really easy to get hold of. Yeah. So he has just taken over the patronage of the British Horse Society. The Queen was originally the patron, and I think she was the patron from 1952, so quite some time. The King is only just kind of coming out into public life again after treatment for cancer, which was quite a shock over here, actually, because much as you you have your anti-monarchists, but you have your monarchists. It's a public figurehead, and everyone is used to seeing loads in the press about the royal family. So fantastic that he's following in his mother's footsteps, and he's becoming the patron of the British Horse Society.
Can I ask what a patron does? We've heard that term, but...
They're a figurehead, basically. They kind of, I suppose, they're not political in that they don't make decisions for a charity, but they would be out at big events on behalf of the charity.
Okay. So they're
just
they're
like
the
him making, yeah.
They're endorsing it.
So just like they go out and do public appearances in different countries, they're just kind of like lending support and being seen with that organization. That's what I kind of have always thought. Now, and speaking of, since I've got you and you're over there and we're talking about the royal family, how's Kate?
Do you know, there is so little in the press. It's been kept very quiet. It's almost like there's a bit of an amnesty amongst the press here. No one knows what type of cancer she was diagnosed with or what her treatment is or when she's likely to come back to public life. There's been so little in the press, which in a way is fantastic because they're being left alone as a family to work through this as a normal family would. I don't doubt that she has the support of the absolute best medics in the country. But yeah, really sad for such a young woman as well to be affected by this. And she's got such a young family.
Yeah. I just was like, why am I not getting any news on this while you just explained why?
No,
because people are leaving her
I think she is being left alone. She's much loved over here, as is William, actually. They're very respected. They're very liked. So I think it's only right that she's left alone while she grapples with it. And to be honest, the king was left alone as well. So I think that's quite respectful. In a country where the press perhaps hasn't always been that respectful.
Another thing you wrote us and talked about is something that I am knee deep in right now. And it is, it is the whole perimenopause, menopause cycle. So talk about your article about that.
Yes. So, I mean, I'm there with you. I feel your pain. It's not the nicest team at the moment. And the pair of us, we're not a good combination at the moment. My hormones plummeting and hers rising. It can be literally, you know, you kind of throw a grenade and run out the room. So there was a survey of more than 1,600 riders that was carried out by a coach and saddler, Stephanie Bradley, and she won quite a big prize at the Alltech Heartbreak Conference. And she researched the effect of perimenopause and menopause on riders. And actually, she found quite a staggering result in that 1 in 3 riders actually stop riding due to menopause symptoms. As you would expect, there is a loss of confidence. And also a lack of being able to communicate that. Only 50% felt able to discuss the issue with a female coach, which I was quite surprised by. I wasn't surprised when they said that fewer than, I think it was 10%, would discuss it with a male coach, but you'd have thought that, you know, a woman would talk to a woman about it. But 68% found that their motivation was negatively affected. And that's quite big, I think, really. That's a big proportion of the female population, 1 in 3, that could leave the whole community of equestrians, and the knock-on of that on things like businesses that centre on equestrian sports. It's really quite surprising. I can understand it. Certainly, I have a very hot Portuguese horse, and there are definitely times where I just think, okay, at the moment, I'm not sure I'm up for that, you know? Which, you know, 5-10 years ago, I'd have been like, come on, bring it on, let's go.
Yeah, same. I'm dealing with the same exact thing. So what this, reading this, it says the symptoms, obviously, for perimenopause and menopause, anxiety, changes in mood, changes in your skin, the hot flashes. Yeah. And see, last summer I suffered. I mean, I was like, I can't do this because I was so hot. And then it was summer and I was like, I'm going to explode. And then once I got on some medication, because I feel like menopause and perimenopause are actually starting to get talked about more in regular conversation, which is confusing that 50% of women wouldn't even talk to their coaches about it. Cause I mean, I'm like, blah, blah, blah. I'll talk about anything personal like that. I don't care. I mean, we're all going through this at some point. And if you're not, you will. So
absolutely. I mean, yeah, we had a very interesting guest on Pulse PF and Prosecco. We had a mindset coach called Jenny Winter-Leach. She's from Flying Changes. And she spoke at length about the challenges that face female riders. And the first thing she said was when riders of a certain age come to her with a problem with their mindset, the first thing she will say is go and get your hormones tested. Mm-hmm. Go and get medication, because unless you sort this, we can't do anything with your mindset. And she was very, you know, right. And I loved the fact that she was endorsing this is a hormonal thing. There's nothing wrong with you as such. This is a normal process, but get mm-hmm. the medication and enjoy your life. And I thought, yeah, why not?
It was amazing how this medication has helped me. I mean, just like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't wake up in a sweaty mess like in the middle of the night, you know, and then, but if you are having issues like anxiety and irritability and hot flashes and all that, you guys definitely go get tested and look at it and get some awareness. I didn't know that so many would quit because of it. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah, huge, isn't it?
So it doesn't really say in the article, but she talks about describing the symptoms and people quitting, but she doesn't tell us how to fix it. So is that her next paper?
Well, I think that's where it's talking to a doctor, because, you know, like you, I started taking medication as well. And, you know, I mean, for a start, my family tell me I'm a lot easier to live with now. but equally, I'm a lot more laid back when I'm only just back on a horse after having knee surgery, but I'm a lot more laid back when my horse spooks and things like that, which is the rider I always was. You know, the horse spooks didn't bother me. Whereas it got to a point where I would get on, like, thinking, oh my God, it's going to spook. It's going to spook. It's going to spook. And it was just a catalyst from the change in hormones. So, and the medication works quite quickly too. And it's absolutely night and day between, you know, how I was before and how I am now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. And when you start going, he's going to spook, he's going to spook. He's like, his what he's feeling is, why is she scared? What do we need to be scared of?
Exactly. What should I spook at? You want me to spook? What should I spook at?
Yeah. Oh my God. What is that over there? Why are you freaking out?
Yeah,
because they synchronize their adrenaline with you. And if you don't have control over yours, it's just a recipe for disaster.
Exactly. So, that.
Well, tell everybody, we're running out of time, but tell everybody, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. You're just delightful. But where can people go? We've talked about it earlier, but remind everybody where they can go and find your podcast and find your socials.
Okie dokie. So the podcast is available on all major podcast platforms for free to listen to. We publish every 2 weeks, but we'll be publishing weekly from September. For the socials, we are on Facebook as Poles PF and Prosecco Podcast, and on Insta, we are Poles PF and Prosecco _ podcast.
Fantastic. Well, Katie Gilmore, thank you so much for coming on, and I look forward to having you on again. And
thank
please,
you, for having me.
You know, obviously send my love to the king and to the princess, like, you know, the whole family.
Recharge your training program with Equestrian Plus. Equestrian Plus brings together top riders, trainers, and professionals onto one video platform. Watch over 5,000 how-to training videos, clinic and event footage, exclusive training sessions, and more, featuring top experts including 5-time dressage Olympian Stefan Peters, 5-time Olympic show jumper Ann Krasinski, Olympic eventer and silver medalist William Fox Pitt, and more. Join Equestrian Plus now and use promo code HRN15 for 15% off your first month. Visit EquestrianPlusPLUS.com to subscribe. Easy, effective, and eco-friendly fly control starts with fly predators. Fly predators are the organic, natural way to dramatically minimize your fly problem. Learn more about fly predators and other Spalding Labs fly control solutions at Spalding, SPALDING-labs.com.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's time for Really Bad Ads, that time of the week when listeners submit ads from Craigslist or Facebook, and we just have a little bit of fun with them. We give away prizes every month, and the prizes for this month are brought to you by horselovers.com. That's horselovers with a Z.com, home to over 120,000 horse products for you, your horse, and your barn. And we have two prizes that they're providing this month. One is a Back on Track Aurora Impact Half Pad. We all know the Back on Track products, therapeutic pads, are terrific, has shock absorption with the Weltex technology that Back on Track is known for. It's made from lightweight material that molds to the horse's back for the perfect fit, and that's a $90 value.
The other one is perfect time of the year for this. The Cool Mesh Fly Sheet with Neck Cover done by Gatsby. It's a lightweight mesh fly rug. Does a great job of providing the horse with an effective barrier with flies and bugs while still allowing airflow. It's very lightweight material, reflective fabric, guards against sun bleach, has good and improved neck design and lining to for the chest to help prevent rubbing. It is a $80 value, and you could win that as well. Just send in your ads. So what you do is you email, you see a bad ad, you're like, oh, that's terrible. Email it to Jennifer@horseradionetwork.com, or if you record it into your phone, you get double the entries, and you can email that to Jennifer. Or if you record it with an accent that is not your own, you get triple.
Well, Emily,
just making things spicy.
Emily sent the first one, and this is an Alaskan ad. Still looking for homes. Must go together. Both Morgans, about 17 year. Just got trimmed up today. They stand well. Experienced riders only. My girl Dream can be jumpy. And Windy Boy... My girl Dream and can be jumpy. And Windy Boy can be in a bit in a hurry sometimes. Just say they bolt. Dream,
they're not trained.
Dream's papers say she's from the States, and Wendy is from here in Delta. Isn't Alaska in the States? Just saying. asking at least 8 G's. Wow, some bolting jumpy horses. Way
untrained 17-year-olds. Yes. For $8,000.
Way less than they're worth. Willing to also sell out bales that are left at $10 each. I assume that means bales.
That's a deal.
Yeah, that's down here we would take those. Yeah, exactly. And there are some very fuzzy, blurry pictures of a brown horse and a black horse in the snow.
And they probably were taken last week in the snow.
Exactly. Thank you, Emily. Your Alaskan ads are always fun.
Yeah, Faye sent this one in, and this is an ISO, I think, from Facebook. ISO 3-foot WB Hunter prospect for good riding AA to bring along in a professional program. Needs to be started under saddle, ideally not older than 10. Yeah, I would hope that if it's 10, started under saddle.
Yeah, exactly.
Can be smaller if I get the step. Budget $30,000.
Oh.
Open to imperfect vetting, but ideally have all four legs attached. East Coast preferred. I feel like that's a very broad ad.
Yeah, I feel
you
like
$30,000 to spend, and you want something that may or may not be trained, that may or may not be sound. I got a horse for you.
Can you explain? Can be smaller if it can get the step.
Yeah. So you,
does that mean jump?
No, so it's the stride in between the jumps. So if it can, like, step up and make that stride.
All right, good. I'm glad you explained that. I didn't get it. Melissa sent this one in. 2007 lazy horse. Very broke. 15.2. Been there, done that. 70-year-old woman trail rides him. He is very lazy. Good kids or beginner that wants to go slow. A lot of show horse in his blood. Had him for 15 years. He is just too lazy for what I do. What is he, Jamie?
He seems lazy.
Lazy, apparently. He's apparently very lazy. They mentioned it now, 3 times.
And also, number one, there's no punctuation in that whole thing. You cheated by breathing. Yeah. Number two, there's many misspelled words wrong. Yeah, it's great.
But it's a good-looking horse, Palomino, though.
I actually would. I take him.
Yeah,
I'd like him. Where do I get him?
But he's lazy.
Melissa, send me the ad.
This is
send
what you ad, need Melissa. For your pony horse right here.
I know. I have Maverick, but I'll take another one. You never have too many lazy horses. He's pretty Palomino. I don't have that color.
No, so you don't. Him. No, no.
Yeah, so Melissa, send me that ad. I'm going to go get him. Let's see. Andrew sent the next one in, and this is a 2009 stock trailer, $500. Small animal trailer, good for getting your calf or goat moved around. Top will lift up to clean easy. Okay. Oh wait, what?
It's a little tiny utility trailer with what looks like a little calf house, plastic calf house attached to it. Screwed
I don't even
it.
Know what that is. I don't. That doesn't make any sense. I don't
this
know what I'm
what
looking
they
at.
Put veal cows in.
Oh.
And that's what they attach to the top of the utility trailer. So yes, you're not going to put anything but a calf or a goat in this one. Maybe some chickens. You could fit chickens in here.
Who hauls chickens? I can't.
You
could
have put your 22
show.
Rabbits in here. You could have done that.
Yeah, if only I knew. And they're not my rabbits, Glenn. They were not my rabbits.
Let me know when you find out how much you made, okay?
I can't wait. I'm dying. Like, I just want to, I'm checking the mail every day.
Rachel,
I will open his mail.
Yes, you should.
I will.
You had to sell him. You get to open his mail. Rachel sent this one in. Package deal. Trailer and horse. You get both. The trailer is in excellent condition and very light. Has floor mats, lights, just primed down. Just primed down. Horse is a 2-year-old mare. She is Tennessee Walker Greenbroke with limited riding. Located in Uniontown, Alabama. Reason for selling, getting out of horses. This is a good deal. Have bill of sale for the trailer.
Again, you're just being too generous with this, okay? Like, you're not reading them right. First of all, here's the actual way to read this ad.
Do you see the dog in the saddle, by the way?
I do. And do you see the horse rearing up, blasting off with the brother sitting on, like, about to explode into outer space? And a terrible looking horse trailer.
Why do you post a picture of your horse rearing in the same way? Why?
And it's not rearing. It's mid-bolt.
Yes.
Like, it is insta-bolt. But the ad, if read in proper really bad ads voice, can I redo it?
All right. You can redo it.
All right. Package deal, and then there's a like a red light special from Kmart emoji.
I didn't know what that
package,
was.
It's like a red, like a cop car light or something.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so package deal, emoji, space, comma, trailer and horse, space, comma. The trailer is in excellent condition and very light, space, period. Has floor mats, space, comma, lats, space, comma. Just prom down, space, period. Everything is separated and like located in Uniontown, Alabama, space, period, emoji of a lollipop.
I could tell what that was the first thing.
I don't even know what these emojis are. There's so many weird emojis on here. And everything is space, period, have a good deal, space,
well, you know,
period.
Jennifer was looking for a Tennessee Walker. Here it is.
Oh, my God.
Alabama.
It's the first horse that's in
that's
Alabama.
That's only a few states away. Yeah.
And it's green broke with limited riding. I feel like most of the riding it has done is probably terrible.
I think
with
that
the dog and human on
the
it.
Horse rearing into a bolt kind of discouraged her a bit, to be honest. That
he just needs a little love.
By the way,
I mean,
dude looks like he's 6'8" on that horse.
And he looks like he wants to kill you.
Yes.
Like his expression with his sunglasses, he's like, I'm coming after you with this horse. We're going to chase you down.
Yeah. Or he's so pissed at the horse that he took it right after that bolt.
Uh-huh.
Roxana sent this one in.
Do you want me to read it or do you got it?
I got it. New ad post due to professional time wasters. New ad post due to professional time wasters. Apparently there was a previous ad. Please make sure to check with your spouse, consult with the dog, appraise your farm's feng shui, quiz your kids, cash out your Bitcoin, all of the things before messaging me. This person said such a lousy time. Beginner safe gelding, 42-inch tall. That's a little one. Has a healthy level of respect for adults of any skill level, including horse husbands. ignores dogs, even pesky dogs, does not care whether the barn door faces north or south, or even if there is a barn door or a barn, won't hold a grudge if the kids cover him with glitter, ride him daily, or not at all. $700 American dollars only. What kind of calls was he getting?
No monopoly money. Is that, it's like a tiny mini taco.
It is. It's a tiny mini taco and with a tiny little kid riding it. And apparently it's adorable. And all the
too
things.
Big to be on it.
Yes. Yeah,
you need it. This is like a baby's horse.
Yeah, I grew it a while ago. But $700 yeah. doesn't seem bad for, you know, a well-trained little taco.
All right, well, go get it. Alicia sent this one in. Horse mare. Yagua. Where's that? San Antonio. Okay. Is that like a Spanish word?
I don't know. I'll look it up.
Horse. Yeah, look that up. Because it's not horse, but the ad, it says horse mare, and in parentheses, it says Y-E-G-U-A.
Sure enough. In Spanish, it's a female horse.
Oh, it's a mare. Okay, because I'm like, horse is caballo. So a horse pinta, yegua pinta.
Here's how to pronounce it.
Yegua.
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 Yegua. I got to go back to my Babel lessons.
Was that it? That was the whole
ad? Yeah, that's it. The whole ad. And there's a picture of a horse that's tied to a barbed wire fence, you know?
Yeah, cool. It is, I think, which is kind of scary. Lorene sent this one in.
Good morning. It's Lorene Barden.
Hi.
And I'm going to read a really bad ad. It's a Craigslist ad, and it's for an AQHA mare, $1,000. And there's a picture of a very, very dirty white horse. AQHA mare, 15 years. Papers lost. Original owner can't find them. She's about 14 hands, neck reins. Was told she was used a gaming horse. She very quiet, easy to handle and tack. I did have her out a trail. She does need shoes. She was very ouchy. Fine, it the grass. She wasn't spooky, but she was too fire up on way home, and she did crow pop a few times. She is slightly swamp back. She did have her teeth. She did just have her teeth floated, feet term. She has her shots and coggins. She doesn't need any special diet. She loads, pick up her feet with no fight. She needs a retirement home where she can just have a life of being a trail horse. Please no trades. I want to downsize. 1,000 OBO. I can't not haul. So, if you want this trail horse who gets fired up on the way home in crow pops, it's all yours for $1,000. Thanks for listening. Bye.
I love it. Love it when they crow pop.
Yeah.
Crow poppers.
We always count on Lorene to send one in every time. You want to do Danielle's?
Okay. Oh, sure. This is a horse 3,000 in Nuwala, and I believe that is in Oklahoma. There is a Nuwala, Oklahoma. Huh? Three-year-old gelding thoroughbred needs new home. Broke to ride, started on barrels, has been on trails, very friendly, will nip you for attention.
That's always a good trait.
Hasn't been ridden much in the last 9 months, needs experienced rider. Yeah, I would say so.
We've had a lot of horses needing experienced riders.
Look at the picture.
Today.
Scroll down. Look at the picture.
I didn't see that.
And the theme of the day is submitting pictures of your horse rearing and bolting. This horse is straight up.
Do you think trying to be honest by putting these pictures in sales ads, or is it just stupidity? I'm not sure which.
Obviously, we want to see what an athlete it is. So they're demonstrating what a fine athlete this thoroughbred is as it rears and tries to off its rider. Cool.
I don't know why people do this, but they do it. Maybe it's the only time they could get a picture. The horse is doing this all the time.
They're just, this is just the way that they are.
Well, if you want to submit ads, send them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. She'll get them put in for next week. And I do know she needs some, so feel free to send them in. Hop on Facebook. You know, all these Facebook pages or something. Now, one thing, please do a screenshot, because by the time she gets to the ad, a lot of times it's taken down if you just send a link. So, or she doesn't have access to that particular page. So definitely send a screenshot of the ad. Include the pictures. We love the pictures, so please send those along too. And that's going to be it for this week. Thank you all for joining us this week. We really appreciate it. Jamie, you have to go train some horses by yourself.
Thanks for reminding me.
Good luck with that. Be safe, all right? I do worry about you doing this by yourself out there. I do.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, buddy. All right, everybody, have a great weekend.
We need you to have one of those old lady buttons. You know, I've fallen and can't get up. You need one of those old lady buttons.
I have a Garmin watch somewhere. I think it's fault detection, but I don't know where it is.
Well, not wearing it will not help you. No, that does not help. You know the problem with the smartwatches? I have one too, and I do wear it when I travel. But wearing it at home, I always forget to charge it, and it's always dead. All the time.
Oh, yeah. That's not helpful.
No. But your smartwatch not on your wrist is not helpful either. So.
No, that's true. It's kind of lose-lose.
Maybe put that on. All right. We'll see you, everybody. Have a terrific week.
Projecting.
I think the hailstones were projecting.